I can tell you that, yeah, I mean, at the very beginning of the day, really early, when I was first trying to just find a place to stand and walking up to where you get in to see Trump speak, I saw outhouses there, not near enough for as many people as they knew were going to be there. And after that, I did not see any outhouses anywhere. And so that is correct. I don't know who is the cause of that or who's responsible for that, but there were not porta potties set up anywhere or restrooms available for people to use. That's not silly. It's true. It just shows you like what was happening that day. Yes, 100%, absolutely. Not just all nationalities, but all age groups. There were children, women, men, just anybody you could think of. A totally diverse crowd was there. And so, at the beginning, they want to pretend like it's a bunch of white supremacists. I know a lot of the hate mail I got was like, KKK, go hang yourself, Nazi, that kind of stuff. But it's ridiculous because I saw people of all types that day, all people that just love their country. I met people from Canada that day. Yeah. Their parents were from here, and so they came back down for that rally from Canada. I was very distracted. I did find it weird that our phones didn't work most of the time. Yeah, it was very, very strange. I could take a recording with it, but it's not like I could just pick up my phone and make a phone call or send out text. It just wasn't going to go through until the very end of the day. Then it started working again. If they just put my name in, rachelpowell.com or .org, I have a website with a link that will go there, and that's really the easiest way, is just to know my name again. So I'm just back on Facebook. I'm just back on Instagram. I said I would never go back to those platforms again because they gave me the boot before I had even turned myself in. I was like, I'm never going back. Never gonna do it. And yet here I am, like literally just this month, I'm back on those. So they can find me there, and I'm gonna start making some videos. And so they'll be able to find me on YouTube and Rumble. I journaled my whole year in prison. Every single day I wrote down, I journaled. And so as I start typing out my journaling paperwork, I'll probably be making videos and sharing my experiences there. So people really might want to find me because it should be interesting and eye-opening for them. And as I go through my paperwork as well, I got all my legal documents sent back from prison, and so I have a lot of forms that I filed that I'll be able to prove that the BOP is not doing what it should, that they are interfering with the grievance process. And anybody out there that really cares, they really want to know what's going on in the BOP, find me. Follow me because I'll be sharing that information as I go through it. And it's going to be slow going because there's just so much. And I am going to be moving again. And just there's life and work to be done. But I'm going to go through it and share.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.